AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden made a stop on Capitol Hill this morning to talk to House Democrats about his scale-back tax and spending plan. It's now at about $1.75 trillion. At the White House, the president says they have a historic economic framework.
I know it's hard. I know how deeply people feel about the things that they fight for. But this framework includes historic investments in our nation and in our people.
In the middle of the negotiations is moderate Democrat Joe Manchin in the Senate.
This is all in the hands of the House right now.
Okay.
I've worked in good faith, and I look forward to continue working in good faith. And that is all I have to say today.
The AP's Sagar Magani reports on Capitol Hill President Biden laid it on the line.
A source says the president told lawmakers what happens in the next week will determine not just the House and Senate majorities, but his presidency itself, and said, I need your votes. Still, support for even the vastly slimmed down package remains an issue. The president has no cushion in the 50-50 Senate and just a few vote margin in the House.
The president leaves Washington later today for climate summits overseas. A settlement has been reached between the Justice Department and families of nine victims killed in a racist attack at a black South Carolina church in 2015. It involves a faulty background check that allowed Dylan Roof to buy the gun he used. The Vatican abruptly canceled the planned live broadcast of President Biden's meeting with Pope Francis. The Vatican press office provided no explanation why the live broadcast had been trimmed to just the arrival of his motorcade in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace. Dozens of recall campaigns are underway across the country ahead of next week's election. Many of the efforts are led by people who oppose any coronavirus-related rules. The races illustrate the contentiousness that has upended many sleepy school board and city council meetings around the country. Stocks remain higher in trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. Olivia Rodrigo is the lead nominee for the American Music Awards. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Olivia Rodrigo has seven nominations for the AMAs, including Artist of the Year and New Artist of the Year. The other Artist of the Year nominees are The Weeknd, BTS, Ariana Grande, Drake, and Taylor Swift. What you know about us? Pop Smoke is a notable nominee for three awards. He died last year. Another notable, Morgan Wallen, with two country nominations. Wallen was caught on video earlier this year using a racial slur. The show's producers say that his nominations are based on Billboard charts, but Wallen will not be included in the awards show on November 21st. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
An Idaho company that successfully brought genetically modified potatoes to the market announced an agreement to help a California-based plant breeding company grow strawberries they say will stay fresh longer and have a longer growing season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.